talked yesterday about our natural disposition or our bent towards sin. Sin is an act, and it is also, as I said yesterday, a disposition. So therefore, because we have the disposition towards sin, that is our major fight when we come into Christianity, is to overcome our own natural self. In me, Paul says, dwells no good thing. And unless we can actually recognize this and acknowledge it, we are not going to make much spiritual progress, because we are going to think that in areas we are quite okay. But I have to tell you this morning that in your old man there is no good thing. He couldn't be cleansed. He had to be crucified. So we come back to the fact that Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, but not I, but Christ that lives in me. And he also says, reckon yourselves therefore dead to sin, but alive to God. Turn around and face the other way. Stop looking at your sinful nature and what you are not, and look at what you can become in Christ. It all depends what you fix your eyes on, beloved. If you fix your eyes on your sinful nature, you're living under the law, not under grace, because you will be trying with every effort that you can make to cleanse yourself. You cannot be cleansed. You must be killed off. So settle it today. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. And that you are going to look away from that to God to see what he sees. Because he only deals with you now in righteousness. And as the righteousness of Christ and the fruit of the Spirit grow in your life, guess what? You starve out that old nature. It's got nothing to feed on. That is good news.